Hillsborough County Commissioners decided today to authorize their outside counsel to file post-trial briefs in the Kevin White sexual harassment suit, as well as enter into good faith negotiations and trying to reduce their legal fees in the case, now estimated at $170,000. But the board said they needed more information on whether or not they want to engage in a full-fledged appeal, which an attorney said today would cost them an additional $50,000 and could take a year to complete. As county commissioners debated their options in open session this morning, Commissioner Rose Ferlita questioned White, who was at the meeting but could not vote due to an obvious conflict of interest, on how much of the fees he could afford to pay.
Given the status of joint and several liability, what is your offering, Mr. White? Have you thought about perhaps, are you going to be responsible in your mind and your good conscience, a percentage of the satisfaction of what's going to be awarded to Ms. Ogden and her attorney? Part of it, none of it, some of it? Where are you with that?
Well, I don't think this is part of the public forum to be discussing that. But if that is, let me respond to the question.
Let me respond.
That is something that I will have to sit down with my attorney and discuss, because that's what I have legal counsel for. And as you heard Ms. Soddy say, her hourly rate is my hourly rate, and my bill is just about the same as her bill. So I don't know how that will financially impact me at this time, so I can't honestly answer that.
The federal judge who presided over White's trial last month ruled that he and the county are jointly liable for legal fees in what is known legally as joint and several liability in the case in which White was sued by his former aide, then 22-year-old Alyssa Ogden. County commissioners had to decide on three critical issues in going forward. The first was to decide on whether to pay one of their outside counsels, Claire Soddy, to file post-trial motions to appeal the judge's ruling that the county and White were joined at the hip.
On the grounds that the county and Commissioner White should not be, quote-unquote, joined at the hip, as the judge found. The issue is whether or not the county itself is liable for the acts, as the jury found them to be, Commissioner White to be liable for those acts.
Commissioners voted 5-1 to authorize Soddy to do so, with Ferlita voting no. Soddy must file such motions by this Friday, at a cost that will probably be between $5,000 and $6,000. Next, the board then voted unanimously to enter into court-ordered negotiations with Alyssa Ogden's attorney, Robert Fraley, on negotiating a reduction of his legal fees in the case. The attorney representing Hillsborough County in the case, Claire Soddy, said that there's a good chance that the judge would reduce Fraley's hourly fees.
At trial, my rate was $250, and the rate of Commissioner White's attorney was also $250. Mr. Fraley is asking for $375. The court will determine, based upon looking at the rates of other attorneys in this area practicing employment law for about 20, 25, 30 years, whether the rate of $375 is too high. When I did the math, I calculated that if the judge, and I don't know the judge is going to do this, or if Mr. Fraley will agree to do this, but if his rate is reduced to the $250 rate, we are talking about a total fee of $130 as opposed to $195.
But the county commission opted not to support going ahead with a full-fledged appeal by outside attorney Stephen Brannick, not until they see a financial breakdown of the pros and cons of going forward. Brannick said it would cost approximately $50,000 in legal fees to do a full appeal. With the eyes of the public and media upon them in the open session, most commissioners kept the dry numbers in the case, with the exception of Rose Ferlita. She said the fact that the county had no clue as to how much Commissioner White could contribute to the legal fees made it easy for her to declare that she would not support an appeal.
Not hearing some sort of a general commitment from Commissioner White, we may be possibly on the hook for everything that's due now and everything that we incur as an appeal. So not only have I heard no offering from Commissioner White, we might spend more dollars that cost the citizens, but that benefit Mr. White in terms of reduction of costs.
The board ultimately decided to have County Attorney Renee Lee and her staff crunch some numbers and will present them back to the board on whether it would make financial sense to appeal by next Tuesday. Before the board's discussions, some members of the public gave their opinion on the situation regarding Kevin White and his legal fees. Joanne O'Brien supported White and said if he were her son, she'd tell him to appeal.
I have issue with people that didn't get the whole story with Commissioner White. The jury If you looked at the makeup of it, this man, I feel, is unduly attacked. He's done a lot for us out there in District 3, and he will have my vote when he comes up for re-election.
Citizen Gerald White said the issue in the sexual harassment case was ultimately about respecting women.
We want the dignity and the respect of women upheld completely and totally, unequivocally, without doubt. That's the message I want you to send as the Board of County Commissioners to the community.
Community activist Michelle Williams paused for several seconds after she began speaking from the podium. She said God would not allow her to say what she really wanted to say.
My appeal to you this morning, you have 18 months. Don't worry about any other constituents. Who you need to be worried about is the biggest mouth and the biggest voice, and that's me. This is not a public whipping. This is as I'm your little sister telling her big brother, you better clean it up and do it right now.
But another community activist, Connie Burton, said White's guilty verdict at the hands of a jury that was all white with one Latino was just another example of an injustice to a black man.
The community is truly divided. And some in the community is looking at this based on race and the way and you're trying to move now, as opposed to the real issues.
Another activist, Jarvis El Amin, trashed the plaintiff, Alyssa Ogden.
But I'll be honest with you, I was at there every day at the trial. There was no substantial evidence that proved that Commissioner White harassed this young lady. This was a young lady who was gold digging from the day one. She was gold digging. He gave her a chance out of his heart to give her a job, and from that day on, she was gold digging.